Hey, good morning, Cola 99.9. It's Jesse Duran, Melissa, and Lauren. Time for our Court of Public Opinion, brought to you by our friend, Attorney Jeff. If you're at a wreck, you know who to call. My man, Jeff. Reach Attorney Jeff at 888-811-JEFF or attorneyjeff.com. He'll get you what you deserve. And right now, Craig in Ontario, wondering if he deserves this or not. He hit us up because, well, he and his wife having a little tiff over something he said. They got into an argument recently. Craig's wife dyed her hair. She was trying to go from red to blonde. Came out closer to orange, according to his opinion. And now, to make matters worse, he's telling us this in an email, and we're saying it on the radio. So good luck with that, Craig. His wife, of course, made the statement, hey, how does it look? He said, well,
you never
should
know
probably
what you're gonna
go
get
back.
When you ask that.
Don't ask that question ever, ladies, unless you're ready for the answer. But anyway, he said, you should probably go back to your original color. She was furious. Craig lives by the phrase, though, honesty is the best policy. Wouldn't you want to know the truth? He thinks he was trying to protect his wife and her appearance. He thinks he did the right thing, but he's wondering whether or not he did. Was he wrong to tell her the truth? I'm just going to start off right now, Craig. Yes, you were. I mean, it depends on the woman, but you know your wife. You married her. Some women, they can't handle the truth. I'm sorry, you can't handle the truth. And you just got to know who's who. And certainly, I know you probably had her best intentions, but just got to say, hey, that omelet you made this morning was amazing.
Yeah.
Even if it wasn't.
Then you have to eat it for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
I know. Well, that's maybe the one exception where, but if it's a scenario involving her appearance, like, does this dress make me look fat? Oh, absolutely not. You look amazing. What are your thoughts, Melissa?
I totally disagree. I think that he was right in telling her because,
even though it caused a fight, now she's mad at it.
Yeah, because you know what? I think of all the people, the contestants on American Idol that can't sing, and I wish their families would just be honest. I wouldn't want someone lying to me, and then, you know, I go make a fool out of myself. And if her hair looks orange, she needs to know that. Maybe she's looking at it through, like, rose-colored glasses.
I think
you use tact, but you should be able to be honest with your spouse.
As I said, every person is different. If we were all the same cookie cutter person, I would agree with you. But everybody's got a different, it's like when I used to be a boss or I was a coach. I would treat everybody fairly, but I can't treat them all the same because some people you got to use kid gloves and others you can be hard on them and they can take it.
My
just
closest
know
relationships
who's who.
Are with people who will tell me what I need to hear, not what I want to hear.
And that's great, and I love that, but it's not always that way with certain people. Lauren, your thoughts?
Okay, so I see both of your points, Jesse. Oh, Jesse, especially yours, as far as, like, it takes, you can only tell people certain things that you think that can handle the truth. But it is his wife. She does have to go out, like, every day. I say, why not say the truth? Even though it's going to hurt her a little bit, it might save her for save her from embarrassment.
Which would hurt more.
Which would hurt more, yeah.
Well, I mean, if she looks like Greg Brady after the dye job, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
We don't know how bad it
looks. That's exactly what it looks like.
We can't lie to her and say, you look good, girl.
Greg Brady dyed his hair and came out looking like Pippi Longstocking.
Yeah.
All right, what do you think? Was Craig wrong to tell his wife the truth that her hair looked orange and she should probably go back to being a redhead? What do you think?
Weigh in this morning, 1-909-798-5600. It's the Court of Public Opinion on Cola.
Jesse Duran in the morning. It's a Thursday. We're doing the Court of Public Opinion. Craig in Ontario reached out to me because he and his wife in a little bit of a fight. Craig, let's just say she's very attractive woman, but recently dyed her hair from redhead to blonde, and it came out orange. And he was honest and said, sorry, not
she
liking
asked
the do. So he feels like he was in the right to tell her, but it turned into this huge fight. Now he's wondering if he was wrong to have told her his real opinion on her dye job. John, your thoughts?
I agree with you 100%, boss. I mean, you know, it's your wife, man. I mean, Let somebody else tell her if it's not right. You
exactly.
Know what I mean?
That's somebody else's job.
I think I that mean, hurts my, more.
Well, my wife, I honestly asked one day, is my bigger than my sister's? I go, hell no, honey. Yeah. You're beautiful.
I love that crayon color shade.
Yeah, right.
If she's got right. a bat in the cave, a booger in the nose, yeah, tell her that.
Yeah,
but that's
right,
about
right,
it.
Right.
The breath's
right.
a little kicking. Maybe give her a mint. Don't even say it's right. bad. Just give her a mint.
Exactly. 100%, Jesse. Sorry.
Also got Lola on the line, one of my favorite callers on this bit. What are your thoughts, Lola? Should Craig have told his wife that she is rocking an orangutan haircut?
Well, you know what? He should have responded with, do you like it? And
that's
that
genius.
Is all that matters. If
exactly.
you like it, I love it.
Yes. Don't be the one to tell her.
I will love you if you're bald. And you know what? Maybe he has a different opinion than her girlfriend, too.
Okay.
Maybe he doesn't have very good taste. Who knows what it looks like? It might look fabulous.
Yeah, never trust a guy's opinion anyway. I mean, we usually adapt and just, you know, over time, it does start to look good to us, no matter what it is.
I don't know if orange hair looks good on anybody. But Rod, I love his text. He said he did the right thing, and now he can call her his little pumpkin.
Okay, well, you found somebody that agrees with you. Anyone else agree with Melissa and Lauren that Craig was absolutely right to be brutally honest and cause a fight with his wife, or should he have just kept his mouth shut?
He didn't cause it. He was just telling the truth.
Okay. Do you tell your wife her orangutan colored hair is wrong? 1-909-798-5600. Cola 99.9, Jesse Duran in the morning. The court of public opinion on right now. Craig in Ontario got in a big fight with his wife because he made what I consider a mistake in telling her she was way off on the color of her hair when she tried to go from red to blonde and it came out kind of orange. And Preston, your thoughts, was he wrong to tell her the truth?
You have to tell her the truth. And for the main reason of this, the next time she asks your opinion and says you're just saying that, you'll be like, nuh-uh. Remember that one time you got your hair dyed and you looked like Carrot Top and I told you the truth?
See?
Mm-hmm.
The truth shall set you free.
Amen.
Yes, you'll be single.
If she really loves you, you will
she'll
not.
Break up with you
no,
because
she
she's tired of you being brutally honest.
No.
Also got Christopher on the line in Fontana. Your thoughts?
Honesty is the best policy, Jesse.
Yeah.
I think that you got to let them know if it looks horrible. I mean, yeah, but you can't let them go out like that. Orange hair? No way.
Because, yeah. We guys are such an expert on what looks good on a woman.
Well, if he apparently could tell that it's orange, that means it's pretty apparent that it's orange. Like, the color's
look,
pretty
my
vibrant.
Sister's had orange hair her whole life. She's a strawberry blonde. That's what orange
not,
hair
that's
is.
That's different. That's
yeah.
Okay.
That's
dyed
not
orange.
Orange I called
is
my sister Carrot Top and all those
well,
days.
Well, exactly. That's what's going to happen to this woman.
Okay, but that's just
we
part
rest
of
our
having
case.
That color of hair. There's nothing wrong with that color of hair.
Well, you can tell when it's
then my
unnatural.
Poor sister Amy... Is
strawberry blonde is pretty. A natural strawberry blonde is pretty.
Pretty.
Well, she started
dyed
off,
orange is bad.
She started off as orange. She's dyed her hair multiple colors all the time. Sometimes it's strawberry blonde. Sometimes it's orange. Now it's probably gray. We're old. Anyway, is there another woman besides Lola who can call in on this? We have all these guys telling us whether or not he was wrong. But the only woman that's called in was Lola, and she agreed with me. So, ladies, what are your? Let's get your thought on this. Is it wrong for your man to tell you the truth about whether or not your hair color looks way off?
When you asked.
Well, yeah, you asked him, and you really want the truth from him. 1-909-798-5600. It's the Court of Public Opinion on Cola. We'll have a verdict coming up here before 7 a.m. Don't forget, big stuff coming your way, 7:10 and 8:10. We've got your next chance. At our Cola, $2,000 end of the week cash bonus. We're trying to help you out with the high cost of everything. $2,000 to set off your weekend on the right note. We're giving that away tomorrow. First chance to get entered coming up with that keyword. Cola 99.9, Jesse Duran in the morning on KOLA, San Bernardino, Riverside. We are doing the Cola Court of Public Opinion. Before we get to our verdict, let me break this down for you again. Craig in Ontario. He feels like he may have made a mistake by telling his wife the truth When she recently dyed her hair, she went from redhead to blonde and it came out orange. And he told her, it's orange. He always has operated that honesty is the best policy, but he's wondering if he made a mistake. It caused a huge fight. And he's now having second thoughts about this whole honesty is the best policy thing. Felix, your thoughts. What do you think?
I've been married for 20 years, and I agree with telling the truth. But my wife has learned not to ask me, and she does whatever she wants, makeup, hair, and if that's the way she wears it, I'm fine with it. Until she asks my opinion, I'll let it know. But she never does anymore.
Yeah,
because you wounded her enough.
No, that's her prerogative not to ask. But if you ask, you have to know that you may not like the answer.
Moving on. Also got Cynthia on the line. Your thoughts.
Okay, so let's be real. She said she was a redhead trying to go for blonde, and it didn't come out blonde. It came out orange. So if she's looking in the mirror, she should know it looks terrible. And it doesn't matter what he says or not. It looks bad, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just because he says it doesn't mean that it's wrong. It's just that it looks bad because she didn't get the results she wanted.
I doubt there's a man in the world who could correctly identify the shades of strawberry blonde to light orange. I mean, unless of course you're a hairdresser.
Okay. You don't know colors? You didn't learn in kindergarten?
Okay.
The difference between hair, red and orange colors.
There's a difference between your crayons, Melissa. There's a difference between crayons and hair color.
I think people can tell the difference between orange hair and red hair.
Okay. Again, I grew up with a sister with orange hair, and
then you should know how it turned out. Then,
Well, her hair was orange, and she's dyed it different levels of orange, but it's always going to be kind of orange. And she'll say, "No, it's strawberry blonde."
But it's natural. Still orange. That's different. It looks better.
Oh, if you say so. Also, got Veronica on the line. Your thoughts on telling the truth to your wife, who kind of dyed her hair a color that looks like a former president.
Oh. I think he did the right thing.
Yes, he did.
I think he did it, and then she just needs to swallow her pride, and maybe he should just go out and take her out and have her get it fixed professionally and take her out to dinner and get her pampered so she just feels better about herself.
Oh, so now,
that's a good idea. I love that.
Sure, every time we tell you the truth, now we got to spend hundreds of dollars. Thanks.
Awesome.
No, he just really cares about her and he wants her to look good.
There you go. Absolutely.
The deck is just stacked against us, guys. It is time now for a verdict. All rise. In the court of public opinion, 80% of you agreed with Melissa and Lauren that, tell her the truth and let the chips fall where they may. The truth shall set you free. It might make you free and single.
So. Hey, if she asks, you can tell her.
Hey, good luck with that. And we'll have another Court of Public Opinion next Thursday morning right here at 6:30, starting at 6:30 on KOLA 99.9 KOLA, San Bernardino, Riverside. Stick around. Celebrity Scoop coming up next right after New Order. And at 7:10, around 7:10, your next keyword for our $2,000 end of the week grand prize we're giving away on KOLA.